Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in our latest video interview series, Dr. David Morton, Director of Biostatistics at Certara, explained how FDA's support for Bayesian trial designs is reducing regulatory uncertainty and encouraging sponsors to adopt these approaches earlier in study planning. By borrowing external data and leveraging existing evidence, Bayesian methods can decrease sample size needs, improve trial efficiency, and allow more flexible, innovative study designs. Up next, in industry news, the Patient Advocate Foundation and PAN Foundation have merged to form the nation's largest nonprofit dedicated to helping patients navigate care, including clinical trial participation. Operating under the Patient Advocate Foundation name, the organization will consolidate financial assistance, case management, and trial navigation into a single platform. Leaders note the merger improves access for underrepresented populations and supports patients in overcoming costs, travel, and logistical barriers to trial enrollment. And finally, a new PharmExec article highlights how life sciences companies are using machine learning to transform trial design. Moving beyond single-use models, organizations are building multi-purpose, quote-unquote, tree banks and interpretable AI frameworks that integrate genomic, imaging, and clinical data. This approach allows for smaller, more efficient clinical trials, clear mechanistic insight, and accelerated drug development while maintaining regulatory confidence and patient safety. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.